Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A lot of runners are probably waking up sore this morning after their efforts in yesterday's Boston Marathon. More than 22,000 runners set out from Hopkinton yesterday in what turned out to be the hottest day in race history. The Boston Athletic Association says 2,500 people sought medical treatment along the way. 152 people ended up in local hospitals. But race organizers were prepared for the heat, and all in all, they say it was not as bad as 2004. When hundreds of runners ended up in the emergency room. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
You could see the lessons from 2004, an unexpectedly hot Patriots Day, all along this year's 26.2-mile course.
We have four tents throughout the course, one in Natick, Wellesley, and two in Newton.
Keith Lindsay directs one of the four mini emergency room tents the Boston Athletic Association added to the course after 2004. Lindsay says these air-conditioned tents, along with 26 first aid stations run by the Red Cross, offer faster treatment and relieve some of the strain on local hospitals.
We do have a lot of emergency supplies, oxygen, IV therapy, medications. We have the ability to cool patients in ice immersion tubs and pools.
Runners who don't need the pools stop and plant their bodies in front of giant fans blowing mist.
Oh, it's rough out here.
Awesome!
The mist is new this year, added as race organizers looked for ways to fight a terribly hot day on the blacktop.
Ice! Get your ice! Take whatever you need.
Runners stop at the Wellesley Medical Tent to tuck chips into scant tops and shorts or plunge their arms into open ice chests for a few minutes. By mid-afternoon, Wellesley, just past the halfway point, is the busiest tent on the route. It's here that the costumes come off, a clown gets down off his stilts, and Charlie Sherman, who's running with a giant toothbrush strapped to his back, stops to have it adjusted.
You know, I think I won the toothbrush category.
There you go.
And of course, I'm running at the back of the plaque.
One runner approaches the tent with a worried look on her face.
I can't really tell if I'm still sweating or not.
This woman has stopped sweating, a sign of dehydration. While an EMT whisks her into the medical tent, I sit down next to Mary Hawkins from Tennessee. She's already hooked up to and holding her own rehydration IV.
I was feeling nauseous and throwing up, and they took care of me, so I'm feeling better now. I don't do too well in heat, and thought, well, it'll be cool up there, you know, in Boston, but no, not the case, so yeah.
Hawkins and Tom Pratt from Hanover, Massachusetts, hope to get back on the course.
My foot hurts like hell, but I feel great.
Pratt's among the thousands of charity runners who raised money while they trained for this day.
Children's Hospital. I run for Children's Hospital. I don't want to let my my patient down.
Linda Osier from West Roxbury sits on a folding chair across from Pratt, gripping her legs.
From the waist up, I'm good. It's from the knees down, not so good.
Osier has decided to take a bus to the finish line.
It is sad, but that's the way it goes. So this was going to be special, but it's not meant to be.
As these runners recover, the tent fills up.
We were busy last year, but not like this. The dropout rate, if you notice, people just saying, that's it, I'm done.
Dana Gerrans with Wellesley EMS pauses and squints at a form about 50 yards away.
I've been looking at that. I can't tell if someone's laying in the road.
Gerrans heads off to investigate. It turns out not to be a problem. The Boston Athletic Association, or BAA, says 2,500 runners were seen at first aid and higher-level medical tents. That's more than last year and more than 2004. But the number of runners was much higher this year. Wellesley tent medic Steve Montero.
The BAA did a lot of early notifications to ask less experienced runners to stay off the course. Certainly all the logistics, these cooling fans and the proximity of the tents, the amount of water and ice has to have helped. People are looking out for each other. All in all, I think people are using their heads, and it's turning out okay.
Of the roughly 27,000 who registered, just under 4,300 runners opted not to pound the pavement under the searing sunshine this year. If they do return next year, more than 1,300 doctors, nurses, EMTs, and other medical personnel who volunteer along the course will be there to support them. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.